The compound was empty as she walked across it to the barracks building. Picard's design, undoubtedly. He must have shifted people around to inside duties to give her a clear path for taking Skywalker to the storage shed. Reaching his room, she keyed off the lock and slid open the door. He was standing by the window, dressed in that same black tunic, pants, and high boots that he'd worn that day at Jabba's palace. That day she'd stood silently by and watched, and let him destroy her life. "Get your case and let's go," she growled, gesturing with the blaster. "It's moving day." His eyes stayed on her as he stepped over to the bed. Not on the blaster in her hand, but on her face. "Cards made a decision?" he asked calmly as he picked up the case. For a long moment, she was tempted to tell him that no, this was on her own initiative, just to see if the implications would crack that maddening Jedi serenity. But even a Jedi would probably fight if he thought he was going to his death, and they were on a tight enough schedule as it was. "You're moving to one of the storage sheds," she told him. "We've got company coming, and we don't have any formal wear your size. Come on, move." She walked him past the central building to the number 4 shed, a 2-room structure tucked conveniently back out of the compound's major traffic patterns. The room on the left, normally used for sensitive or dangerous equipment, was also the only one of the storage areas with a lock, undoubtedly the reason Card had chosen it to serve the role of impromptu prison. Keeping one eye on Skywalker, she keyed open the lock, wondering as she did so whether Card had had time to disable the inside mechanism. A quick look as the door slid open showed that he hadn't. Well, that could easily be corrected. "In here," she ordered, flicking on the inside light and gesturing for him to enter. He complied. "Looks cozy," he said, glancing around the windowless room and the piled shipping boxes that took up perhaps half the floor space to the right. "Probably quiet, too."
"Ideal for Jedi meditation,"
she countered, stepping over to an open box marked blasting discs and taking a look inside. No problem. It was being used for spare coveralls at the moment. She gave the rest of the box markings a quick check, confirmed that there was nothing here he could possibly use to escape.
"We'll get a cot or something in here for you later," she said, moving back to the door. "Food, too."
"I'm all right for now."
"Ask me if I care."
The inner lock mechanism was behind a thin metal plate. 2 shots from her blaster unsealed one end of the plate and curled it back. A third vaporized a selected group of wires.
"Enjoy the quiet," she said,
and left.